Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for February the 8th. Everyone is here, so no one needs to be excused. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's council meeting upstairs. So, council, let's go through that. I believe everything is on the consent agenda, currently, but let's make sure that remains the case. Items three are liquor license applications. Number four are various purchase contracts. Five resolutions, primarily six has to do with the introduction of zoning ordinances.
Mayor.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, Mayor, Council, if I may interrupt just for a moment on item 5F.
Yes.
There's just a typographical error. This is a modification that's allowed under the terms and conditions. It's something that went to the SAC committee previously. The typo is it references section 23B. It's actually 24B. The resolution and the council report are both correct. And 24B isn't being changed. It's just a citation to the terms and conditions that allows the modification, which is then detailed within the lengthy agenda item right there. So I just wanted, there's nothing to do. I just want to let you know that if you notice inconsistency between the reso and the agenda, that's it's actually 24B. Thanks.
So Mr. Christopher knows to read 24 instead of 23.
He does. Actually, he didn't even have either of those numbers in his. So we didn't even have to change that. So we just talked about that too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Agenda item seven are various resolutions as well. And agenda item eight is again a zoning case introduction. I'm sorry. This is taking action on the zoning ordinances 8A and 8B. So currently everything's on the consent agenda, and it sounds like we're content to leave it that way. Is that right? Okay, thank you. The next item on today's agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss an update on the proposed Mesa Art Space Lofts proposal and the development agreement and sale agreement. Natalie, who do you have with it? This is one of our visitors from Art Space. Welcome.
Hello. Indeed.
Probably a good day to not be in Minnesota, isn't it?
A very good day.
Okay.
To not be in Minnesota. It's in the negatives.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Natalie Lewis, and I work in the City Manager's Office, and with me is Rachel Robinson. And Rachel is the Director of Property Development for Art Space. And we are here, let me pull this up for you. We are here this evening to provide an update about the overall project, and then at the end, I'm going to talk to you about some of the key commitments, both from ArtSpace's perspective and the city perspective, related to the development agreement and the purchase and sale agreement that you'll be considering this evening on the council agenda. So with that, I'll let Rachel take it from there.
Cool. Oh, I'll just
do it for
you. Space bar works. All right, greetings, and thank you. Thank you so much for having me here this evening, Mayor, and members of the council, and the members of the community who are here with us tonight. Again, my name is Rachel Robinson, and I work in the Property Development Department at ArtSpace. ArtSpace is a nonprofit organization, and we are the national leader in artist creative placemaking and artist housing. We are not only a real estate developer, but we also bring diverse partners together. We bring philanthropy to the table, and we've successfully completed almost 40 developments from commercial to artist studio to artist live work housing across the country. My presentation today, as we move into approving the development agreement and purchase agreement for this site in downtown Mesa, is really focused on our shared journey and our shared vision. The city and all of our other partners have been on a path that's pushing 4 years now to bring an artist live work space to downtown Mesa. This all started in 2012 with a feasibility study that ArtSpace completed in the community. And that feasibility study really takes stock of this community, took stock of those assets, the cultural and creative assets that are already here in the city of Mesa and the things that are making downtown wonderful, and then looked at ways to catalyze everything that's there and meet other shared goals together so that we end up with a recommendation for artist live work housing, commercial space, and community gathering space. All through this process, there is a lot of listening that ArtSpace made sure happened. There's community meetings, neighborhood meetings, continued conversations with leaders throughout the city so that we could put together a development for this community that makes sense, that does everything that we hope it can do. I'll walk through some of those goals. These are some of the goals that were in the feasibility study initially. We wanted to make sure this project reflects this community, and this is one of the things that makes ArtSpace very different. We don't have one thing that we do across the country that we just, you know, place down in a speculative manner. ArtSpace listens, ArtSpace creates, and ArtSpace brings together people who are already in that community, who already appreciate the creative assets that you have. And here in Mesa, these three little bullet points were big pieces of what all of you as leaders felt were important to this community. Economic development. The downtown area will thrive with this development because it will bring that sort of market feel. These are entrepreneurs. These are artists who are already creating and selling their craft, and they will be living and working in downtown Mesa, and that's a real economic development tool. ArtSpace has a lot of research on this part of our work and something that is going to be very important here. We want to make sure we retain and support those creative people who are in Mesa and that this creates a community for them to live and work in and is in perpetuity. ArtSpace always develops to own and to be a part of community for life. And in this way, we can help retain artists in an affordable community for creative people. And then we want to capture a lot of the downtown development and pedestrian traffic that's already occurred and make a development that's really pedestrian friendly, that really invites the community in on foot to enjoy that sort of indoor-outdoor living that we can have here. And so when we talk about creative placemaking, and that's something that our development will do, we can talk about all these kinds of activities that we have listed. These are things we're sure we've made space for and that we prioritized in creating this development. And that's art displays. That's your gallery. That's your outdoor muraling. That's your outdoor sculptures. Art display. Just get it out there. Show it to the world. Workshops and classes. We build a lot of community space into this development so that we can partner, especially with the Mesa Arts Center, on teaching, on listening, on being part of the community's workshopping and classes. Demonstrations, meetups, just that casual opportunity to interact with the community, lectures and dialogues, and then very importantly, this site is going to work exceptionally well for that artist market and festival, that art crawl, First Friday sort of feel, where we can really open the place up and the community can come in, appreciate the art, buy the art, and support the artists and entrepreneurs in their community. So come the kind of simple details, where we've arrived in these 4 years of work and what we're putting forward as a development is located at 155 South Hibbert. We have a couple site plans I'll go through next. And it is a mixed-use creative community. We have commercial and gallery space, mixed use on Hibbert, and then have created some community gathering courtyard space as well on the site. So I don't have a pointer, so I'll do my best to talk through this site plan. But this site plan on the left is Hibbert. And with a nice long site that's almost 1.6 acres of buildable space, we have a U-shaped development. It looks like a bunch of different buildings, but this is sort of the ground floor plan. A number of those openings between the buildings are gateways from the street into the property. So really, it's about three stories all around. Lots of elevation changes, lots of detail, a lot of structural elements that really give this a good feel. And there's a 3D one next that I'll go through. really maximizes this site, has great circulation. These apartment units that take up most of the square footage run the length of the buildings. So these are 1, 2, and 3 bedroom live workspaces. They are exceptionally large apartments. So for instance, the 3 bedrooms have a sort of galley style 20 by 40 room that is windowed on both ends and is long. It's that creative live workspace where an artist can create and live and can modify their space to make it work best for what they live and do. We've created a lot of gathering space. So around the edges, we have garages, but as our architects would point out, those garages have glass doors, and they can be workspace. They can be a market space. They're flexible, and we can bring the community in around the edges. And then the centerpiece really is that courtyard space on this site. Very well landscaped, lots of elevation change, lots of materials and vegetation, things that'll bring that to life. You can sort of imagine the evening art crawl feel with the strings of lights running over that space. And we have a little video that hopefully will run for you so we can show you what that might feel like when it's all done. David Crummy from NEDCO really wanted me to point out that this is form-based code-driven design. You can answer any questions on that you might have. So this is just a 3D representation, not necessarily for color, but for the feel. And this is how all those elevation changes from the roof lines to the walkways that connect all the buildings and that courtyard come together to create a development that will be different for art space, different for Mesa, and is going to feel very open and inviting. And then if we're lucky, we can figure out... We'll run this video that it kind of starts, it should pause a little, but if it'll work. It's walking you through the site, so coming in off Hibbert into our gallery. So on one side of the gateway into the space is the gallery, and the other side is commercial space. And bringing you to the center of the building, so if you're coming from Hibbert through that gateway, this is what that courtyard feels like. It's not just patio, this is a significant amount of structural work to make this space really feel unique. So we can run it one more time, but I think that'll work. Thanks, Allie. You're welcome. But that's pretty much everything I had for tonight. I know you've seen us before, and we have been talking about this for years, but there is so much momentum behind what we are doing right now. This is the moment, and it is very real. This is what Mesa expects of us, and this is what Mesa deserves for your creative community and for your downtown. So this is what we do at ArtSpace. We're really good at this, but we could not do it without your partnership, and really appreciate you having us here tonight to talk through this development agreement.
Thank you very much. Great presentation. Council, any questions of these folks? I think you know already that we are very, we're all in with ArtSpace. So we're doing, as a council and as a city staff, everything we can to make sure that this happens. So, and we get the same level of commitment from you. So thank you. We're very excited and look forward to breaking ground as soon as we can.
Oh, yes. Mayor, did you want me to go through the development points real quickly? Or
yes,
do you
please.
Think those are clear?
Yes, okay. I didn't realize there was more. So please.
So... basically, we have a minimum of 48 affordable units, live-work units for artists, but also for yourself and also Councilmember Thompson and Clever, ArtSpace is going to make a process available for our veterans as well, so for our creative veterans, because that's an interest in Mesa. So they've worked really hard at trying to incorporate those kinds of elements into their project. As Rachel explained, there will be a very open, engaging design. We want to make sure there's plenty of opportunities for the public to really interact with this new space and to be a part of it. ArtSpace will be responsible for all on-site and off-site improvements. They have not asked for any reductions in permitting fees. They're responsible for all the taxes. They know this as part of the development. They plan to use standards that get them to a very close compromise or comparison to LEED standards and energy efficiency, and working with our police department on crime prevention standards as well. They will use city services like our solid waste and other things. They will work very hard to seek a commercial tenant on that first floor. that helps us activate downtown, because we've really explained to them that, you know, we would like things to be happening all during the day, but also in the evening, if at all possible. They plan to continue discussions with the Mesa Public Schools. They work very closely already with arts and culture, and they're very ready to be available and engaged in other types of downtown events and activities that are going on. And so that you understand this, prior to the closing of actually selling the property to ArtSpace, there is a component in there that allows for us to make absolutely certain they received all the funding that they need to in order to build the project that we all expect and really want for downtown Mesa. The city, in exchange, will be providing the land that is valued at $230,000. There will be deed restrictions on the land for 20 years for the affordability piece. This piece about the 50% reduction in the common area utilities has been removed based on some discussions with ArtSpace, so that will no longer be part of the development agreement. And the city has also completed appraisals. We completed the environmental studies. We've completed the site surveys. All of those things, valued at about $45,000, belong to the city, and we've been sharing them with ArtSpace as we've gone through this. And so next steps at this point is this evening, council will be considering taking action on the actual development agreement and the purchase and sale agreement. Later this week, the Community and Cultural Development Committee will be considering home funding, federal funding, as it relates to this project and others. Around March 1st is when ArtSpace will be submitting their low-income housing tax credit application to the Department of Housing. We expect a decision from them in the summer. And then we would close on the land later that fall. Soon thereafter, hopefully, we would have a groundbreaking, and the project would be completed about a year later in 2017. And that's all we had, unless you have questions for us.
Mr. Richens.
Can you better define what you mean by work real hard to fill the commercial space?
Do you want to define that?
So we do have about 1 million square feet of commercial space at ArtSpace, and we have very high success with filling those spaces, because we'll look first to creative businesses. And we're also agreeing to endeavor to, or however we put it in the agreement, but to have a business that maximizes their hours. In the end, we need to achieve rent at that space. So the only reason it doesn't say very specifically in the agreement that we would only lease to businesses that do these specific things is to give us the flexibility. But we know that any commercial tenant who isn't able to meet the goals of the development agreement would require more conversation with the city. That's sort of that worst case. We really believe in this community. We've already talked to a lot of businesses. Nedco is a partner of ArtSpace, and they're, you know, right here downtown doing all this economic development activity, that finding that business that, you know, helps anchor that space as a creative community with commercial retail is going to be good for all of us. So we really expect we'll find a great tenant.
So what happens if you can't fill it?
Well, ArtSpace is on the hook. So if we cannot fill the space, we're paying the operating expenses for the space, and we, you know, look for rent, but it's a very affordable commercial rent, so that we can find those tenants who, you know, have a community value in addition to being a retail space.
Okay, that's what I was hoping to get at. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Luna.
Can you tell me your relationship with Mesa Public Schools? How do you plan to engage with the school district?
Before I was at ArtSpace, some of these conversations started, but we've continued to have conversations with the schools about how our residents can relate to the community. And
well, part of the conversation was looking at for an opportunity to possibly create an artist-in-residence type of a program where we could very directly serve the students at Mesa Public Schools through a partnership with them. Mm-hmm. So that's a conversation that's been happening and will continue to develop as time goes on.
Very good. Seems like the artist-in-resident concept may also apply with the MAC.
Right.
So there's couple of
yes.
different ways to skin that cat, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Council, any more questions? Well, again, thank you so much. We're very enthusiastic and very supportive and look forward to that groundbreaking in the fall of this year.
Of this year, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Council, next item on our agenda is item 3, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion? Thank you. And second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anything the last few days you'd like to share with us? I probably would be neglectful if I didn't point out that I know we had a big sporting event yesterday in the country, but yet to this morning I attended the National Championship Tournament of Shuffleboard here in Mesa, Arizona. It was a lot of fun.
Why is that funny?
I don't know why they're laughing.
Why is that funny?
I don't get it. Yeah.
That is serious sport.
No, I'm serious. Everyone there was very serious. And I'm telling you, this was a lot of fun. As I sat there and looked at the people that were there, they couldn't be more excited. And I thought, this is not a bad way to spend your day. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. And the people that were there really appreciated the beautiful weather in Mesa, Arizona this morning. So really, I got that's the best thing that we got going right now. Is my story. Okay. What's that? Oh, thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. We also had council members. We had a great lunch today with our counterparts at the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community. Talked about all the things we have in common. We share, frankly, a lot of the community. A lot of the folks that live there are educated in Mesa and do business and work there, and vice versa. So. And they're very generous in supporting a lot of City of Mesa programs. So it was a very productive meeting, and it was good to strengthen the relationship that we have with that important neighbor of ours. Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh, for reminding me about that. The next item on our agenda is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we still have the food truck for us going on at Pioneer Park every Saturday night from 5:30 to 9 p.m., so we invite everybody out to that event. And our next study session will be Thursday, February 11th at 7:30 a.m. And that will be followed by a Community and Cultural Development Committee meeting at 8 a.m. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. If there's nothing else, Council, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. And a second. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned, and we will reconvene upstairs.